Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience. I would like to say good morning to the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. I would like to say Shalom to the remnant, the 10%. That will make it out of the New World Order and all this disaster that's going on in the earth. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, all the glory and honor and praise this morning for another day and another opportunity to be on this divine platform with you today. I just have to do what I have to do today. The God of Israel, Ahayah, put it in my heart and in my mind and in my spirit to do what I need to do today. Not for me, not for you, but for him. For him. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our creator. So, the title of this broadcast today, I mean, not a broadcast, I'm sorry, this is not a broadcast, this is a time for admiration, for honor and glory to the God of Israel. It's a time of affirmation, it's a time of notification, it's a time of praise, it's a time to present the God of Israel a higher in the earth to his people, the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's what I will be doing today, ushering in the Holy Spirit, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his holy angels into the earth today with songs of worship. Songs of worship to the God of Israel, a higher. This is my name forever. This is the subject of what I will be doing today. And again, this is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. Before we go into what I feel in my heart and my spirit to do for the God of Israel, I would like to read you two scriptures, or maybe three. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 3. The God of Israel is most definitely in the earth. His holy angels is here in the earth. And his Holy Spirit is in the earth. The Son of God, they all are here in the earth to do whatever they need to do at this time and at this hour. Exodus chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 13. And Moses, or Moshe in the Hebrew, said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Verse 14 of Exodus 3. And God said unto Moses, or Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. Verse 15. I am is English. We are reading a King James translated Bible in English. So I'm going to give you the definition for the word I am so you will know that this is his name forever. Okay? So I'm going to go back over verse 14. I'm going to go back over verse 14, Exodus 3. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus should I say to the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. Verse 15. And God said moreover unto Moshe, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, a higher God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. So you, when you look up the word I am, it means higher or a higher. In the Hebrew. So he told the children of Israel that this is my name forever and this is my memorial throughout all generations. So today I will be singing to that God. I will be worshiping to that God, the God of Moses, Moshe, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel, the God of the Hebrew kingdom and nation. So let me give you another scripture about worship is Deuteronomy 8:19. Give me one moment, people. Okay, let me turn the AC down. It's getting cool in here. So, as we can see, in the book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 to verse to verse 15, let me go over that one more time with you. Exodus 3, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Let me read verse 15 again. And 14, let's start from verse 14. And God said unto Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall I say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moshe, thus shall I say unto the children of Israel, a higher God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, a higher God of your fathers, the God Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. Next scripture that I'm going to read is about worship, what I would be doing today for the God of Israel. Ahaya is his name in the Hebrew. I am in English. Deuteronomy 8:19. And it shall be, talking to the children of Israel, the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes. They're not dead, they're still alive. I tell you that all the time. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord they injected, supposed to be Ahaya, his name. If thou at all forget Ahaya, thy God, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish or die. So, children of Israel, if you worship any other God as me, then you will surely die. You will surely, surely die. One more. And then I'm going to go into what he want me to do this morning, why I am here. Deuteronomy 11:16. Take heed to yourselves. That's what you people need to do, and that's what you don't want to do. And that's why you're seeing all this death in the earth. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, and all the rest of them, Jehovah, and all the rest of them, Yah, and all the rest of them, Most High, and all the rest of them. Serve other gods and worship them. And that's exactly what y'all have been doing for many, many, many generations now. It started with our ancestors, the children of Israel, way back there in Egypt, when they was in Egypt. And then when they got in the wilderness, they did not want to let go of those gods of Egypt, which is Horus. Horus ain't nobody but Jesus, modern name Jesus. So these same gods, these same gods that took down the children of Israel, my ancestors, is taking down his people today. Because he already told you, Hebrews. He already told you, Hebrews. And anybody else that want to believe in the Father, the Creator. He told you, don't worship no other God besides me. And that's why y'all got a lot of different names for all your gods. And if you do worship any god besides me, you will surely, surely die. And he said, Deuteronomy 11 said, take heed to yourselves. Take heed to yourselves. And you people still haven't took heed to yourselves. It's been a whole year and a half since COVID or the plague that the God of Israel put in the earth, that y'all can't figure out how to get rid of it and how to stop it. Take heed to yourselves, what you are doing and how you are doing. This is the problem. You have not took heed to yourselves. You still want to do the same old stuff you've been doing for generations. And that's not going to work with the God of Israel no more. Get my message this morning. No more. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived. Oh, come on. Excuse me, people, 1 minute. That your heart be not deceived. That your heart be not deceived and you turn aside. 1 minute, people, 1 minute. And you turn aside, Deuteronomy 11:16, you turn aside and serve other gods. And that's exactly what you people have done. You have turned aside. You've been deceived by the people that translated the Hebrew scrolls and gave you the King James Version and all the stuff you have in the earth. That you serve, that you do not serve and worship other gods. You've been singing to Jesus, Buddha, Allah, and all the rest of you people sing to. But here today, I must sing to the God of all gods. And his name is Ahaya, the God of the Hebrew nation. First song we will sing today. It's time to praise his name. It is time to praise his name in the earth. His name in the earth. It is time to praise his name. God of Israel, God of Israel, God of Israel, it is time. God of Israel, God of Israel, God of Israel, it is time. I know it is time to praise your name. To praise your name, I give you all the praise. It is time to praise his name. It is time to praise his name. It is time to praise his name. I give you all the praise. It is time to praise his name. It is time to know his name. It is time to praise his name. There is God, like the God of Israel. It is time to praise his name. That's our first song today, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of my fathers, the God of Israel. It is time to praise his name. Not only praise his name, people, it is time to know his name. So our second song, we will be singing to the God of all gods, the God of Jacob and the God of Abraham and Isaac, is Hallelujah, Glory to Ahayah. Hallelujah, Glory to Ahayah. Hallelujah to Ahayah. Hallelujah to Ahayah. Hallelujah to Ahayah. Hallelujah to name. I give you all the glory. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to Ahayah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to Ahayah. I give you all the glory. I give you all the glory. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah to the God of Israel. Hallelujah to Ahayah. Hallelujah to Ahayah. Hallelujah to Ahayah. I give you all the glory. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah to Ahayah. That's our second song. To the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Our third song, I Stand With You.
I stand with you.
Let me get some water, people, one moment. I will trust, I will stand, I will trust, and I will stand, I will trust, and I will stand. No weapon will ever prosper. I stand with the God of Israel. I stand with the God of Israel. I stand with the God of Israel. I will trust and stand on your word. I stand with the God of Israel. I stand with the God of Israel. I stand with the God of Israel, and I trust in your word. I stand with you, no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, I stand with the God of Israel. The name of that song is I Stand With You. Song we will be singing to the God of Israel. Faith is truth of your word. Faith is truth of your word. Faith is truth of your word. The only way we can have faith, people, is that we got to know His word. And what is His word? The 631 laws that He wrote for the children of Israel is His word, covenant that He made with the children of Israel in the wilderness. That's faith, standing with what the God of Israel told us to do and how to do it. That's faith, not you believing in a church and being a member of a church and a member of a congregation. None of that. None of that have anything to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Faith is truth, your word. Your word is great. Your word is great. Your word is great. Your word is great. I stand in faith, I believe in your word. I stand in faith because your word is true. You are so true. You are so true. You are so true. And your word have gave me so much faith. I know your word is true. I know your word is true. I know your word is true. And I stand in your faith. I know your word is true. It is true. It is true. It is true. It is true. I have faith in your word. Ooh, I give the God of Israel glory. I give him honor and I give him praise and I worship him today. I worship you, Father. I worship you, Father. I worship you, Father. You're such a beautiful God. You're such a holy God. You're such a righteous God. You're such a true God. I give you all of me. I give you all of my heart. I give you all of my soul. I give you all of my mind. I give you all, Father. I give you all. I give you all, Father. I worship the God of all gods. I worship the God of Israel right now. I lift you up in this earth, Father. I lift up your name in this earth. I lift you up in this earth. Thank you, Father God. To you belong the glory. To you belong the praise. To you belong the honor. I bow down my heart to you. I bow down my soul to you. I bow down my mind to you. For there's no God greater than you. There's no God greater than you. There's no God greater than you. You are the true and living God. There's no God greater than you, God of Israel. There's no God greater than you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, God of Israel. God of Abraham. God of Isaac. God of Jacob. I lift you up today in this earth. I lift you up in this earth, Father. Your people don't want to praise you. They don't want to honor you. They don't want to glorify you. They want to call on Jesus. They want to call on Mary, the Ramesses. They want to call on the whole kind of God. But I lift you up, Father, because you are the true and living God. And every other God is a dead God. They are dead gods with no power. With no power, Father. I thank you, God of Israel. I will serve you and honor you the rest of my life in this earth. I glorify you, Father. I glorify you. I glorify you. I glorify you. I glorify you, Father. You done so much for me. You done so much for me, God of Israel. You done got so much for me. You done show me so many things. And I glorify you. I worship. I worship your name. I worship your name, Ahayah. I worship your name, Ahaya. I worship your name, Ahaya. I worship your name. I honor your name. Your name is great. Your name is great. Your name is great. Your name is powerful. Your name is so very powerful. That's why the people can't get no help with COVID-19, because they don't know your name. They don't know your name, Father. They don't know who you are. They don't know, Father. They don't know. I read in the news yesterday. I read in the news yesterday, Father, that it was some people on a boat. It's over there in Peru, over there in South America, Peru, where the tribe of Asher live in Peru. Asher, one of the children of Israel, one of the tribes live in Peru, South America. They say that a boat picked them up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and they got on the boat and they was going to do some kind of prayer to Jesus and Guadalupe and all the rest of their gods that they believe in. They was going to do a prayer on the water. And they went there. It was children on that boat. It was all kind of people on that boat. And they said that an oil rig ran into the boat. Let me show y'all gods that y'all believe it, that's not real. Let me show y'all gods that y'all believe it. They said the oil rig ran into the boat at 4 o'clock in the morning and cut the boat in half. A boat in half, people. They on the boat praying to Jesus and Jesus and all their gods, Jehovah and all of them. Jehovah. They praying to their gods, and the oil rig split the boat in half and killed 70 people. 70 people. 70 people. 70. 20 children and 50 adults. So y'all still want to believe that y'all gods have power? No, it ain't about no Satan. They was talking to Jesus and Jesus and all the rest of them. Do you see what's going on, people? Y'all better stop. Y'all better stop, people. I'm telling y'all what I know. Y'all better stop praying to all these gods. They're not real. Y'all better stop. It's just a tradition. It's just a tradition that you've been taught to pray to another God and not the God of Israel. It's just a tradition. They not real people. Right now, 20 children are dead and 50 adults call themselves going on a water at 1 and 2 in the morning to talk to their God. You mean that God can't protect them from Satan? No, their God can protect them from Ahaya, the God of the Hebrew nation, because they're not real. And he have all power, all power. So I thank you, Father. I thank you that you revealed your name to me. I thank you that you showed me who you are, who you are. My next song to the God of Israel, people. You've been deceived, people. I read it in Deuteronomy 11. You have been deceived. You have been deceived by the people that set up all these religions. You have been deceived, people, to serve and to worship other gods. My next song, number 5. I will never leave my God. I will never leave my God. I will never leave my God. Yes, yes, my heart is loving the God of Israel. My heart is crying out to the God of Israel this day because I know what's going on. And I can see so clear, people. I can see so clear. I can see so clear what's going to happen. What's going to happen? Because he has revealed it to me. He has showed me. My heart goes out to all the people that's going to lose their life with COVID-19. COVID-19 going to take so many more millions out, people. So many more. Why? Because we won't. You people won't quit. You won't quit. Believing a lie rather than the truth. Yeah. Yeah. You want to go on with your life, don't you, people? You want to go on with your life. You want to go on with what you believe and what you want to do and how you want to do it. It's not going to happen, people. I'm telling you. It's not going to happen that way. It's not, people. Just like he killed 70 people in a boat yesterday that called himself going on the water to pray, he can kill 700 in one day. So people, telling y'all better stop while you can. Because in the minute, there would be no help and there would be no mercy and there would be no grace, only for the remnant. My next song number 5, I Will Never Leave My God. I have been with you all my life. I have been with you all my life. I have been with you all my life. I have been through all the storms. I have been in every storm. I have been in every pain. I have been in every storm. I have been in every pain. My heart has hurt for so long. My heart has hurt for so long. My heart has hurt for so long. But I will never leave my God. I won't leave you higher. I won't leave you higher. I won't leave you higher. I won't leave my God higher. My heart has been in so much pain. I have been through so many storms. I won't leave my God higher. I won't leave my God higher. I won't leave my God higher. You have been my only friend. I need you, God of Israel. I need you, God of Israel. I need you, God of Israel. I will never leave my God. I need you, God of Israel. I need you, God of Israel. I need you, God of Israel. I will never leave my God. I will never leave the God of Israel. I will never leave a people. I would never, ever leave him. I would never leave him. He's so great. Oh, very great. The real God is so great. And he's so powerful. I left him for Jesus. I left him for Jesus. I left him for Jehovah. I left him for religion. I left him for the things of this world. I left him for money. I left him for all kind of things, see? All kind of situations. I left him for a job that he told me not to never do. I left him for man. I trusted in man and believed what they said and told me and my children that we had to do. But I would never, ever, ever, ever again, people, ever again leave my God for nothing and no one. I'ma leave this earth. I'ma leave this earth calling on the God of Moses, calling on the God of Noah, calling on the God of Enoch, calling on the God of Elijah, calling on the God of Jeremiah, calling on the God of Peter, calling on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I would never leave my God ever again. Ever again, ever again, ever again. Y'all have left him. The whole world have left the real God. The whole world have left the real God to serve other gods, to serve other gods. Oh, my God, people. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What will happen? What will happen to this earth? What will happen to this world? What will happen to us in this world? Same thing that happened in the days of Noah will happen now. The same thing. He destroyed them all. He destroyed them all. Oh, God. Oh, God, he is. How can I pray today, Father? How can I pray for a people, the children of Israel in the earth, that still want to hold on to their tradition, things that they've been taught by man and not by you and the Holy Spirit and the heavenly angels? How do I pray? How do I pray for rebellious people, Father, that have hurt you? That have hurt you so very bad and for so very long. How, Father? How can I, your servant, pray for these people? They're so rebellious and they're such a stiff-necked people. The same thing that you told Moses centuries ago, generations ago. Moses, get out my way, Moses. Let me kill these people. Let me consume them. Get out my way, Moses. Oh, God, how can I pray for these people? I can't pray for them. I can't, Father, because you know why? Moses couldn't even pray for them. Your prophet Moses, he prayed for the children of Israel so many times that they stopped, that they changed, that they stopped calling on other gods and worshiping other gods and singing to other gods and praying to other gods. Can't y'all see that the 70 people was on his ship? The God of Israel killed all of them. 70 of them, 20 children and 50 adults. Why? Same thing the children of Israel was doing in the wilderness. Moses couldn't pray up through people. Nobody can pray y'all through. Nobody. Nobody, because guess what? You don't want the God of Israel. You don't want the God of the Bible. You only want the ones that was injected in the Bible. That's what you want. I can't pray for you. I can't pray for you. Just like he told Jeremiah, don't pray for these people, for their goods, because I will consume them and I will destroy them, Jeremiah. And that's why Jeremiah cried so much and he wept so much, because God of Israel told him, you can't pray for these people, Jeremiah, because they're not going to quit and they're not going to stop. So I praise you, Father, and I worship you. I would never leave you for nothing else, Father. I repent, Father. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for hurting you. I'm sorry for going against you. I'm sorry for putting some God in front of you and calling on a name that's not real. I'm sorry, Father. Please forgive me for my sins. Please forgive me for my iniquity. Please forgive me for my wickedness, evil way. I will never leave you, Father. Never, ever leave you ever again. Song number 6. And I have one more after that, and I'm leaving, people. Lift up his name. Lift up his name. I told you what his name is. It's Ahayah. Ahayah, the God of the Hebrew nation. This is my name forever. Exodus 3:13. This is my memorial. You are all generations. I lift up your name. I lift up your name. lift up a higher. I lift up a higher. I lift up your name. I lift your name on high. 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 I lift up your name. I lift up your name. I lift up your name. With my heart, I lift up your name. With my heart, I lift up your name. A higher, I lift your name. A higher, I lift up your name with my heart. I lift up your name in your presence. I lift up your name with your presence. I lift up your name with your presence. I lift up your name in your presence. Excuse me. I lift up his name in his presence. I lift up his name to his throne. Give me just a water, people. Excuse me. I lift up his name. I'm in overtime now, people. I lift up his name. In his presence, I lift up his name. Next song, last song that we will be singing. Song number 7. Your name is great. Your name is great. You have a great name, a great name. You have a great name. Your name is great. Your name is great. Your name is great. Your name is so great. God of the Hebrews, God of the Hebrews, God of the Hebrews, your name is great. God of the Hebrews, God of the Hebrews, God of the Hebrews, your name is great. Your name is great. A higher, your name name is great. Your name is great. Your name is so great. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, your name is great. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, your name is great. Israel, God of the Hebrews, God of Israel, your name is great. Your name is great. Your name is great. Your name is great. Ahaya is your holy name. Ahaya is your name. Ahaya is your name. Ahaya is your name. And your name is so great. God of Israel, Ahaya. God of Abraham, Ahaya. God of Isaac, Ahaya. God of Jacob, Ahaya. God of Israel, Ahaya, and your name is so very great. I just had to come on today, people, and get a God of Israel, Ahaya, all the glory and all the honor and all the praise that's due to his great, holy, powerful name. I thank you for being here with me this morning, whoever is here. I thank you for giving me attention this morning, whoever is here. As long as the God of Israel is here and the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth, that's all I need. So I thank you right now, Father. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified in this earth. Let your name love and all gods. You are the God of my fathers. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God of the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. And I lift your name on high this day. This day, this time, and this hour. This hour, Father. this hour, Father, I praise your name for your holy great name. I love you, God, Israel. I love you. I love you, God of Israel, in a special way. I love you, God of Israel. I love you. I love you. I love you. Ahaya, the great I am. The great I am. I love you. I honor you. And I cherish you. Day. Talk to y'all later.